Hello, this is Jeff Buckles with the Two Raising Two Destinies Ministries with you today. We're in Genesis chapter 37 looking at the life of Joseph, and we've already seen twice together how that he has been a picture of the rejected Savior, how that his brethren have hated him. And as we set the stage, he is twice now. Once he has went down and given an evil report of his brothers. Now his father sent him back down to find them as they feed the flock. And they're not where they were supposed to be. But rather than give up and go home and tell his father that, Joseph goes down, following the spirit of what his father had said, to find his brothers. And they see him coming. Now, they already know that he has given one evil report. They know that he's the favorite of the father. They know that he is, if you will, representing the authority of the father, their father. And they already envy him and they hate him. And he's already went where they were supposed to be. And rather than go home, now he comes down to them. And all these brothers can see is this. Here he comes, the one who's done this evil report to us, this one who is favorite of our daddy, this son of the favored wife. He's coming down and he's going to act like he owns us. He's the youngest brother of us all to beat all. All they can see is hatred for this young man. Please, men and women, don't put your rose-colored glasses on and say, oh, no, 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 they were totally wrong. They were totally evil. No, men and women, they were just men. You've got to remember the situations that were going on at this time. And what was happening. Now, I'm not saying that that makes it right. By no means. It was sin, it was evil, and it was wicked. But it shows us, men and women, what is in our hearts as men and as women, that we, down in our hearts, have a wicked and evil, sinful nature. And you can, if you'll just picture this, if you'll just get the picture clear in your mind, you'll see it. You'll see what the brothers were thinking. And maybe we won't be quite so judgmental of them. But we do know what they did was sin. God hates sin. And God will deal with these brothers. And their lives will pay for what they're going to do. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap. If we sow to the flesh, we shall of the flesh reap corruption. If we sow to the Spirit, we shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. They're sowing to the flesh right now. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Father, as we look here in Genesis 37, we look at Joseph and we look at his brothers at Reuben, Levi, Simeon, Asher, Gad, Naphtali, Dan, all these brothers, Lord. We pray that you might help us to learn from their mistakes. And we pray also that you might help us to learn from Joseph. That if we're yours, Lord, you're with us. And Father, we pray for those who are not saved today, that they might see in these brothers their own hearts. And not only they, but we also, Father. Even though we be born again, yet we say with the Apostle Paul, that which dwells within me is sin. And Father, that we have within us a sinful nature. And Father, we pray for deliverance from this and realize that it only comes through surrender to you. So we pray now as you reveal to us through your word, the Lord Jesus Christ, and you reveal to us through these people, our own selves, we pray that we may turn to you, not only for salvation, but for the very life that we live in Christ. Father, that we may turn to you and surrender to live, to be able to live this life. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, Joseph has been found wandering around in the field looking for his brothers. And he meets a man and he tells them, no, they're not here. They went down to Dothan. So Joseph goes after his brothers and finds them in Dothan. Now, it says in verse 18, that's where we'll begin reading of Genesis chapter 37. When they saw him afar off, even before he came near unto them, they conspired against him to slay him. And they said one to another, behold, this dreamer cometh. Now, if you remember, it says that they hated him for his dreams in verse 8. And now they're out in the field and he's coming. And how do they recognize him? they recognized him by this coat of many colors that his father had given him that showed the favor of the father toward Joseph. Well, the brothers see him coming and they say, well, here comes daddy's child. Here comes daddy's boy. Here comes that dreamer. Let's kill him. So they begin to conspire together and they're going to kill Joseph. Now it says in verse 20, come now, therefore, and let us slay him and cast him into some pit, and we will say, some evil beast has devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams. And Reuben heard it, and he delivered him out of their hands and said, let us not kill him. And Reuben said unto them, shed no blood, but cast him into that pit that is in the wilderness, and lay no hand upon him, that he might rid him out of their hands to deliver him again to his father. Now Reuben sees the plan going on, and they're going to kill Joseph, Reuben being the oldest, the firstborn of them all, the one who should have had all this authority, but he has in his heart a little something for Joseph. He knows what is right and what is wrong, and he says, let's just cast him into the pit, and in the back of his mind, he says, well, I'm going to get Joseph out of the pit after it's all said and done, and I'm going to carry him back to our father, and it'll be no worse for the wear. Our daddy will have a little fit, but it'll be okay. But we also see that the brothers have conspired against him. They see the dreamer coming, and they begin to hatch a plan. Let's kill him, and let's cast him into a pit, and we'll say some evil beast has devoured him, and we'll see what will become of his dreams. So here's the plan. When he gets here, we kill him, we cast him into a pit, we go back to daddy, and we say, daddy, some beast has killed Joseph, and we're really sorry. Well, Reuben wants to find a way out. And it came to pass, when Joseph was come unto his brethren, that they stripped Joseph out of his coat of many colors that was on him, and they took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty, and there was no water in it. And they sat down to eat bread, and they lifted up their eyes and looked, and behold, a company of Ishmaelites came from Gilead with their camels, bearing spicery and balm and myrrh, going to carry it down to Egypt. And Judah said unto his brother, what profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Come, and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother in our flesh, and his brethren were content. Then there passed by Midianites, merchantmen, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit, and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver, and they brought Joseph into Egypt. Poor Joseph. He has went from being the favorite of his father to being rejected from his brothers, being cast into a pit, having his favorite coat stripped away from him, that which showed his authority, that represented to his father the authority given to him, it's all stripped from him. He's cast into a pit as one that is dead, a dry pit. This speaks so clearly of the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, I told you when we started this study on Joseph that there is no escape from the pictures of the Lord Jesus Christ in this. Christ, again, rejected of his brethren, is put into the grave after the crucifixion, but it doesn't end there, just as Joseph doesn't end. Joseph now has come up out of the pit. And he's been sold into slavery in Egypt. Now we're going to see here that with every type, eventually it'll break down. On every type that God gives in the scripture, and every type or illustration that we use, if you think about it hard enough and long enough, it begins to break down. Well, here's the difference between what happened to the Lord Jesus and what happens to Joseph. Joseph is sold into slavery in Egypt. He's very much alive. Jesus raises from the dead, but he is not a slave to anyone. He is resurrected, and he's in resurrection power. But we're going to see that Joseph, before long, is going to be raised to the power, to the very throne itself, and in that, we have the picture completed of the Lord Jesus Christ. But now Joseph here, the one who had been favored, he's cast out. He's sold down into slavery in Egypt. He goes from pride to a pauper. Now Reuben returns to the pit, says in verse 29, and behold, Joseph was not in the pit, and he rent his clothes. He returned to his brethren and said, the child is not, and whither shall I go? Reuben now comes to the pit, and he finds that Joseph is gone, and he comes back, and he rends his clothes, and he says, he's gone, where, how am I going to go home to my father? Where will I go? Well, they had a plan. They took Joseph's coat and killed a kid of the goats and dipped the coat in the blood, and they sent the coat of many colors that they brought, and they brought it to their father and said, this have we found, know now whether it be thy son's coat or no. And he knew it and said, it is my son's coat. An evil beast has devoured him. Joseph was without doubt rent in pieces. And Jacob rent his clothes and put sackcloth upon his loins and mourned for him, for his son, many days. And all his sons and his daughters rose up to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted and said, I will not, I will go down to my grave unto my son mourning. Thus his father wept for him. And the Midianites sold him into Egypt unto Potiphar, the officer of Pharaoh's and captain of the guard. Now here is the plan. Now that Joseph has been sold into slavery, but they take the coat of the many colors that they stripped off of him and they tear it and they make it look like a wild animal has torn it. And they take and they kill a goat and they pour the blood on this coat and they take it to their father and say, Daddy, he's dead. Look, is this, ain't this Joseph's coat? You're going to have to tell us to be sure. You make the decision. And Jacob begins to weep and to cry, and he says, surely this is my son's coat. He's dead, he's dead. But he wasn't dead, was he? Isn't it ironic? Here, Jacob, who had stolen Esau's blessing by putting on the skin of a goat, by having a goat killed, feeding this goat to his father, using the hair of the goat to fool his father into thinking he's Esau. He has stolen his blessing. Now his sons use the blood of a goat to fool their father into thinking that his son is dead. How the sins of our youth catch up with us, isn't it? That the way he fooled his own daddy, a similar thing now is happening to him. He is being deceived by his own sons with the blood of the goat. When he deceived his father with the meat of a goat and with the hair of a goat. If Jacob could only see this, he would have realized it. Look what has happened. And I'm sure years later, after all is said and done, and as they sit down to discuss this, that it was shown to him what really happened. And it must have went back into his mind. Look what has happened. And again, the scripture is fulfilled. Be sure your sins will find you out. I want you to know today that the scripture says the iniquity of our heels shall compass us about in the days of evil. One day, all that we've done is going to catch up with us. What I have to ask you today is, are you under the blood? Has someone taken the punishment for you for the sins that you've committed? Jesus Christ did it on the cross at Calvary. Will you accept him today as your Savior? This has been Jeff Buckles with the Two Raising Two Destinies Ministry saying goodbye.
Thank you for being with us once again. Join us tomorrow at 1 o'clock for the Two Raising Two Destinies Radio Ministry.